She scurried towards him on all fours, a sudden lump in her throat. He had a leather collar round his neck that was secured to the floor by a steel chain. The chain was strong, too strong to break, and the collar was locked shut at the catch. She searched frantically for something that might cut through it. Suddenly, a door slammed downstairs. Violet froze as voices filled the hallway below. Heavy footsteps walked past the stairs and into a room at the back of the house. "Just like George to wake us, and if we're not working hard enough for him, growing these things."
"I know," the other yawned, "but the longer we're here minding that fella upstairs, the longer we're away from Whedon."
"What do you suppose he'll do with him?" the first snorted.
"Haven't a clue," the other laughed. "Experiments, probably."
"You reckon? He deserves it anyway. That boy was always a troublemaker. Could never get my hands on him. Slippy little customer. No man's lander."
"Go up and check on him, will you? Make sure he hasn't wriggled out of this one." Feet pounded towards the stairs. The room was bare. There was nowhere to hide. Violet scrambled for the door on the opposite side of the landing and rattled the handle. It was locked. She yelped in fear.
"Crying like a little girl, eh, boy?"
The watcher laughed. He was nearing the top of the stairs. Suddenly, the door in front of Violet's opened. A hand dragged her inside, just as the watcher stepped onto the landing.